This is the answer.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. I own a pocket.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a very special Valentine's Day episode of the Liquor License. I should play like a love song at the end. Which are?
Please.
I'm trying to think. Like, what's my favorite like love song?
That's my right there.
La 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 la.
Who the fuck is that?
La la means I love you.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Del Phonics, man. That's my boy. He know who that is.
You know,
he know who that was.
Right. Baby, please.
I'm gonna
tell y'all something. You know what? I already had one written down, but I might change it.
On this special V Day, y'all know I celebrate every holiday, every day. So I'm telling my boy B, happy V Day from me to him. Much love. Happy V Day to his significant other, you know.
I want to go. I want to see.
I want to Malcolm X. Rest in peace.
They did a Valentine's Day concert this weekend, and it was the Del Phonics and like two other people, like probably Johnny Gill and some kind of shit like that.
You got me singing my. I don't think it's an episode yet. I haven't sung my.
No, in the beginning you didn't.
Show looks good tonight.
You know, I realized this on my way home today that I've done like over 300 podcasts.
Okay.
With this one, you know, this is what, number 78?
78.
All right. And then we did 200 Looking Good Radios. I did the sports podcast. I did other people's podcasts. So I'm well over 300. And I think...
You're a veteran, homie.
I think...
You like Charles Oakley.
And shout out. We'll get into that, but...
That's my guy. That's my
favorite. All right. Okay. Before I get into this story...
Let's do it. How you feeling? You sound good.
This is one of those times where... I'm going to refrain from my normal, like, just shouting people out fucking stuff.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It took me 300 episodes to get to that point to be... And fucking lose a job over it and lose women and everything else over it.
You live and learn.
All right.
Got a good haircut today, too. So.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, it is over this. Okay. Yeah. I look like a young Adolf.
I wouldn't have went for Adolf. I'd have went something nicer, something less destructional.
So, I get the weirdest fucking email today.
Oh, shit.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to let you... All right, it's a link to a site. Now, I don't... Now, you know when you get an email...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get like 40 a day from job sites.
Okay.
But you know when it's from an actual person, you can tell the difference on your...
Right.
On your phone. And I'm looking, it's like 9:30, and I'm looking at him like, who the fuck is it? Like, I don't
in
know.
The AM.
I don't know this person, but I'm always interested.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a link to a website.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the website is called She's a Homewrecker.
Damn.
Okay. Now, I want you to read this, but again, the first part, just say so-and-so.
Okay. This is so-and-so. She will work with your boyfriend, fiance, husband, and become friends with them. Then she starts sleeping with them. She did this to me and my boyfriend. Oh, and knowing we had a son and had another one on the way. She still won't back off. And it's caused my boyfriend and I to have so many issues. 6 years of love is gone because of this bitch. Watch out, ladies. Damn.
Okay, now.
I know that person. I think I know that name with my tongue, would I?
No, you don't. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The person sent to me is the person who wrote this.
Okay.
Okay.
It was typical. That makes sense.
No, they have a website.
Called homewreckers.com.
She's a homewrecker.com.
Now
let me even add to that.
Okay.
There's a picture of her with her full name on it.
Wow.
And this is my ex and the chick who sent to me. Like,
wow.
She's the dude that she cheated on me with.
Mm-hmm.
His lady, that's the one who sent it.
Oh, so he was married the whole time?
I don't think they were married.
She said boyfriend.
So yeah. I don't think they were married, but...
wow. She just dropped it on you. She didn't give you no heads up. She's just like, boom.
I replied. I'm like, who is this? And error, this email has been deleted.
I love life, man.
So like, okay, there's 20. Number one,
that's the one who you told me.
That's the one that you...
At the place of employment? Somewhat type of thing? I know I can't go into
that. Yeah, we can't. But I'm saying is that she... All right.
Damn.
That's my ex who, now I'm 100% sure, cheated on me with this person. Okay. And his significant other wrote this post on...
She's 1,000% sure. If he was 100%, she's 1,000% sure.
Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, this is... But we're talking
years ago. That's a great way to start the fucking episode.
I'm talking years ago. But number one...
Can I see that again? If you don't mind.
Fucking right, man.
Let me see that. We ain't had no juicy shit like this. This is like juice. Like OJ, shout out to the juice. Let me see in the comments.
It's a picture. There is comments too.
Yeah, give me the comments. Give me the comments.
I'm on airplane mode, so I can't.
Oh shit.
Sorry.
Okay, just give me the back. Give me the post.
It just, for fuck's sake, Doug.
Cause I just gotta see it again. Cause you gotta remember, I was just reading it from a bird's eye view.
Okay, I'll talk while you do. Okay, so number one, so there's a website.
Let me just give me a
call
second.
Out names like fucking corrupt.
She will work, like she's a plotter. She will work with your boyfriend, fiance, husband, and become friends with them. Damn. Okay. Then she starts sleeping with them. Act two. She did this to me and my boyfriend. Oh, and knowing we had a son and had another one on the way, she still won't back. Damn, either he's serving that good dick or something, because she still won't back off. What the fuck?
And I guess there's, I don't know.
That's some Young and the Restless type shit. Tyler Perry, haves and have nots type shit.
It really is, man.
Wow.
But like I said.
At least you know she's still out there. Huh? Oh, she probably see you right now with that young Adolf, and she probably be like, damn, I made a mistake. What's up, homie?
But yo, like, how, okay, here's the thing.
I got somebody.
Now, if...
Club Sylvia is just starting up. They're lining up at Club Sylvia.
The thing this is what I had mixed reactions on.
Okay.
I was almost going to say, like, hey, this is out there to her. But, because it was just posted last week.
She ain't caught that.
But, if you Googled her name, that's the first thing that comes up. So if a job or if a person would look, that the first thing that comes up is homewrecker.com.
You won't find your man.
With their full name, your fucking picture.
Yeah, picture.
Where you're from. Yep.
Wow. A good picture? Or a shitty picture?
It's okay. I mean, it looks like her.
I still ain't never seen, I'm going to tell you that off the air, but I ain't never seen the chick. And I do want to see, I'm very interested.
No. I've shown you pictures. I mean, you never seen her in person.
No, I've definitely never seen her in person. Yeah. Even the pictures, I can't like.
And maybe we're talking about a different chick.
Oh, yeah, true. Very true. That's a good point.
You know.
But shout out to them homewreckers.
Jesus Christ, man. I didn't know that they had shit.
You could cheat. You could fucking have kids.
What's the next website? Like islingdick.com? Chicks probably fucking.
It's probably out there right now.
I mean, I almost wish I came up with that. That's a fucking great idea. You should. But okay, I disagreed with a lot of the comments.
How the chick got your shit?
Well, from my email is my name.
That's not hard.
So it's, and I don't have an easy name. So if you know it, you know it. You know what I'm saying? So
and you've had the same email forever. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure any printout from any job previous would have or it on currently, right?
So, like, I got you. But
You ever seen her before?
Yeah.
She's cool, nice looking?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Not
cheat you. Not you, but you can see him just fucking over her for the other one?
No.
Damn.
Actually, no.
With the kids, man. Think about the kids, bro. The kids.
Yeah. I mean, fuck that guy. I don't care about that shit. But now I'm... See, the good thing is...
What?
I'm at hashtag closure.
Oh!
I've been waiting for...
Ooh, it's like Terry on the Pittsburgh locker room. This shit over with. Close this shit down. Like Sears, close this shit down.
And there's no reason I shouldn't be. I mean, I have a great woman now, and I'm glad that I do.
Definitely,
and
I
everything else is going great. So, but I for some reason needed that closure.
Hold on, I
needed it with Jackie after fucking 7 years. Yeah. So, like, you know.
Now this is mature Kerdare. Young Kerdare, I would have went off on a whole. We was on the freeway, and I would have said, "Let's go over there." We'd have took the detour right now, cause I feel like being crazy, cause we ain't had no juice. Like I said, that's some juice. We do with real life shit.
Really, I never did my end like Pac did juice, bitch. Who do you love?
Bitch, who do you love? Right. So I was gonna come with some other shit, but I don't want to dwell on it because it's closure for you. But you know, I was gonna take us down a little alley.
All right, go down the alley.
Okay, so
what the fuck? I mean, just don't mention names. No, don't mention places.
You telling me the champion of no names?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No. So,
did it?
He ain't lying.
That boy. Did it make you? And I know you got a good situation. You heard me just amen mm-hmm. and a second that. Did you think for a second? Damn, I probably could snap my finger and have that back if I wanted to. She's still out here doing this type of shit or chasing it. You know what I mean? Just it kind of put her in a position. Not saying with you. Well, I guess the question wasn't to you. So let me phrase it the right way.
No. Ask it to me directly since I
right. But it's not about. Really to you. I don't think it's more like. It is. Did it make you feel like, damn, I was trying to put this motherfucker on a pedestal and she really was just a pedal. Like the step, you know what I mean? Just hit the gas.
I was putting the pussy on a pedestal. Right.
Pussy on a pedestal. Right, right.
No. No. But like I said, I there was a part of me, and here's the thing, I don't have any information.
But to me, that's more than knowing a bitch got a fucking $100,000 job. That's saying a lot about a person right there.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot about, like...
What kind of person? And, okay.
Not, and I don't think, like, what kind of... I mean, like, where they at in their life, all kind of shit. Like, what? He obviously not promising, you know, dreams. Because it's like, I got a woman. I'm making more kids. I'm chilling. Like, she just like, you mine, motherfucker. Like, damn. Yeah. And she probably, like, Googling right now, white boy podcast. Hitler cut. Black guy
called liquor license.
LF. That's what it's called. Liquor license. Thank you, girl. Liquor license. Shit. Girl, they got 300 episodes.
Well, not a liquor
bitch,
license.
Who do you love? But that was a good one right there. That was a good one.
Oh, you got it. No, so anyways. It didn't, like I said.
How it made you feel?
It gave me like a sense of, okay. Because, all right. People had told me shit was popping off.
Oh.
Okay. And I didn't want to believe it.
In what regard?
Of that
going on. Okay.
And I didn't want to
believe it. Why you didn't want to believe it? You thought she was better than
you? No, I just... I don't... I guess I was just fooled by love. I was fooled by...
I will
by,
give you this, though. Even off air, I've asked you about this person and shit. Because me, I wanted to test the waters out. Like, where you at with your current person? And, you know, I believe you're going to tell me the truth before you tell a lot of people. So, off the air, he'd keep it the same way. Like, you know, he was... So when you said closure, I think it's not even closure because you weren't open to her because it wasn't like you deal with her, you looking for the bitch, but it's just, I think it's just like an exclamation point because it was closed already, but it's like, oh, turn the cover over and you get a little.
Okay.
Like you said closure.
Maybe closure is the wrong way.
You know, if the co-pilot is out there listening, like I know she is sometimes, she might have been like, what the fuck, that closed? What's it closing? Like,
No, listen. Yeah. That was closed.
Right, it's been closed. Yeah. I know. So it was just like a flap on a book.
But it sort of just now, you know, everything made sense finally. It was like when you're sober for 14 days and your eyes are like, whoa, this is what the world looks like?
Yeah,
That kind of thing, you know. So, so that happened.
Damn, so girl, that pussy's so bomb, you're making homewrecker.com.
All right, so that's hilarious.
Oh my god, that was cold. That was a cold piece. Thank you for bringing that to the table.
You got
that
it.
A
cold you got it.
Piece.
And look it.
Oh, I wish I could have saw the picture.
Anybody out there that's listening, family's grieving, fuck them. All right, because I don't care. Yeah. I didn't say any names. I didn't say any places.
I told you that.
I told you a website. That's it.
That's why I
don't know who the fuck's
on. I always tell my best stories.
This could be Jackie. Right. I don't know.
I always tell my best stories. My own family, I drop names sometimes, but I got stories for days, but I would never violate nobody because I know it's some fucking people out there.
Here's the thing. Listen, like, whatever, man. Shit happens.
Right.
You know, so it happens, and that's fine. I thought it was odd that I got sent.
I want to see what picture she chose. Like, did she have to Google a picture? Did she go on his phone and find a picture? It's a lot more to this story, so.
It's like an okay pic. It's like a
just right, but I wonder if she went through his phone and found a picture or she,
it looks stock. It looks like maybe
like Facebook or something.
Or Instagram or something like that.
LinkedIn.
It could be any of those.
Y'all hoes LinkedIn.
Oh my god.
Y'all hoes LinkedIn. That's our next site that we gotta come
up. Y'all hoes LinkedIn. All right. I was on LinkedIn looking for a job. He asked me if I wanted to sell some pussy.
So on the Valentine's Day topic. So that's a fun
start. That's a perfect start for
okay. So
I did not. I was like, "Who the fuck is that?" I was like, "That name. I think I heard it. Maybe I didn't." I'm like, "Oh shit, that is. Oh wow."
All right. So we go. Mm-hmm. We're sitting here now. Now onto my the love of my life, the beautiful Veronica. All right, man. Okay. All right, there man. We go.
See, when it's real, you drop names, you know.
All right. We're sitting here and we're eating chin chin.
Okay, I love chin chin.
Yeah, good food. Good fucking food, man.
Wonton soup. That's my favorite from chin chin.
You guys never had it?
Seafood.
Go
extra
get it.
Seafood. Get the soup. Wonton.
And we were watching Cops, which I'll get back to.
Right, which he texted me about. And he know that's something I grew up with, the fucking trailer parks and shit in Louisiana.
Anyway.
See Cops so all the time. Oh, my
they,
God.
They have a... All right, now... I had gotten my tax return like 3 weeks ago.
We ballin', bitches. Don't forget.
It wasn't. I remember, I didn't really work, so I didn't have. I didn't get that much, but I got something.
Don't worry about us.
So I think I got the money because I paid student loans and I paid for my medical insurance. So that's why I got money back.
Good. Come back to you.
But I'm like, you know what? I already got her a gift.
Okay.
Some not small, like you know, not a big deal. But I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send her flowers to. Her office.
That's very nice. I do that.
You know, that would be a nice thing to do. So I'm walking around and I hear the fucking podcast. I don't know if it's Bill Burr or the Crab Feast or something.
Mm-hmm.
It could even be Repport. I don't know. And they got the proflowers.com. And if you put in the promo code, you save like 15%.
Okay.
I don't know how that's more and environmentally sound. Those things.
Okay. Because a bird is just a duck will just hit it in the water and be like.
I guess so. So, I get the discount, which is it's you know
20%,
20 something, and a free vase, okay. Whatever. And I'm like, I just want to send something like a little bit different. So I got like 6 different color roses.
I like that. You gotta go. Red is cool. Sometimes you gotta go with the yellow. You gotta go with the pink. Because the white. You gotta switch it up sometimes.
I've sent her red before. I'm sure she's gotten red before. So like, what's the point of you know? So right. I'm like, I mix up. There's like blue, yellow, you know.
Right.
So we're sitting here on the fucking watching Cops.
Yeah.
And a Pro Flowers commercial comes on, and she's like, "Oh, Pro Flowers," and I'm like, "What?"
Yeah.
So it was the Friday before they get sent.
She shit on you and your Pro Flowers.
She's like, never send me those.
And you know what I would have done? I would have called him and said, give me a dozen more. Do a dozen more. When she you goes, bring them, make sure you bring a dozen more and say, I will goes, always they, send you those on the car.
They never, boom. They never last. They die. She's like, don't.
And she get them and be the first motherfucker crying. Oh, this shit is beautiful. It's just the best ever. Thank you so much. So, I didn't expect that to come to my job.
I'm just sitting there like.
Oh, my God. All my coworkers are like, girl, you are so lucky.
I'm sitting there like, oh, motherfucker. This shit's already been ordered, paid for, everything. So she got them today.
Right.
Well, now see, I'll tell you, like, so see, sweet. Hey, I went against the holiday thing and I sent them the day before.
You're supposed to. I told you, fuck the holiday. Run with the when you want to run with it.
You
run
know,
with the
you bulls. Know why I did though? Because it was $10 cheaper on the shipping.
Hey, run with the bulls.
Dude, shipping was $25 if I did it on Valentine's Day. $25 for fucking $20 roses?
What was her reaction?
Oh, she was very happy. And she's right. Like, I'm sorry, I felt like a jerk.
Right.
Yeah. So. Maybe next time. I guess Pro Flowers is not going to be a sponsor of the liquor license guys. I apologize. Hey, 1-800 Flowers.
Right, 1-800. That's the one.
Maybe give us a call and like
we can hook it up. Sending shit to my mom in the head. I'm like 1-800 Flowers. What's the old school?
Why don't you go? I'm telling you, if you go, 1-800 Flowers also has the promo codes. When I
hear, they always got. I'm on the mailing list. I get all the fucking discounts. Oh, I get all the fucking discounts.
But you getting your lady like some flowers from
now? I'm a gangster, man. You know how we do this? Blood orange IPA to the debt. You heard me. Rest in peace, Shug.
Not even like
free. Oh, free Shug. Not rest in
peace. Do you remember getting the little Valentine's Day things in school?
Mm-hmm.
Like you like Transformer ones.
Everybody
like,
in
they were like the size.
See, this generation will never know the cars, the little.
They were like
He-Man's. With the muscle, like, I love to rock you or some shit. You'd be like, oh, that's cute. They don't know.
They were like the size of, like, a playing card.
What the fuck do kids do today?
No, right? Am I?
Yeah.
Their size of playing card. And, like, if we were in school, like, I'd give you one, but I would give you one that didn't say, like,
right.
I
want to kiss you and shit. It was like a mixed bag, boys and girls. Yeah, no.
You get it from, like, the local fucking
Kmart.
Yep. And it was, like, came in a little box and shit. And yep.
We had Kmart. We had Weber's. We had...
They had a ton.
Dollar, we had Dollar General. They had
it at the like. I remember a couple, like, probably, you know, what is it, like, second grade, third grade, I remember, like, around noonish, they're like, okay, let's hand out our Valentine's. Yeah. And after then, lunch, and there's always that girl in class that you kind of like, so you wrote something like a little,
player, me,
a little special. Player. You wrote something a little special. You know what,
I used to like the Mickey Mouse suckers, the ones that shaped like Mickey Mouse head, the cherry ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my shit right there.
Are those stupid, what are those little fucking hearts?
Nah, I don't like chocolate. That used to be the
No, it ain't chocolate, dog. They're chalky. They say like,
oh no, yeah,
I hurt little, you and shit.
Like little, like,
kiss me, best buds, shit like that.
It tastes like fucking Pepto-Bismol.
You know what? Nowadays, I bet they don't do that.
I just said that.
No. But I'm thinking about it. Nowadays,
they text each other in class. Like, happy Valentine's, bitches.
Everything is so androgynous. And like, but you can't say certain shit. So like, if I were to give you a Valentine that had fucking He-Man on it that said like, you're a super person, you might get offended by it because it's a male giving another male.
I came from the era where you give the boys, you get a gay dude in the class, everybody. You'd be like, here you go, homie. Yeah.
You gave those out. Mickey I still think I got a Mickey Mouse one from T-List and Most Fish.
Mickey Mouse suckers, blow pops, Tootsie Roll pops. You was passing them shits out.
I seen Kredir do the Tootsie Roll once. I made you do it once.
I don't know. That sounds like some white slavery shit. I don't really know.
I asked you to do it, and and you did it once. All right. But you would never do it. You never did it since.
I didn't end up on homerecord.com as a result.
Hey, I'm just gonna say, you fucking kind of crushed it. You know the dance.
I'm just saying.
The Tootsie Roll by the 69 Boys.
I'm gonna just say, 69 Boys. You crushed the opening of this show.
Was it the 69 Boys?
It was the 69 Boys. Cotton candy, Tootsie Roll, let me see you, Tootsie Roll,
to love,
bro. All
right, but,
you know they got nominated for a Grammy that year for that shit.
Jesus Christ, for that song?
They sure did.
Thanks. Do you know, this is a time period that we didn't talk. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I got super into the Cat Daddy, and I learned the dance from a dancer.
The building I lived in Hollywood.
Who the fuck was that, by the way?
I think they're in the same camp. The building I lived in Hollywood, I'm fucked up. I come from somewhere. I'm still fucked up. I go in the kitchen. Got the 2-bedroom, nice view on Hollywood and Vine. I go in the kitchen. I go to the refrigerator. It's nothing. It's a big ass bag of blunts, like 200 blunts. Okay. And I got some Jameson and some pickle juice. At that time, that was my drink: Jameson and pickle juice.
So I pour. That's a glass, called a whiskey pickle.
Whiskey pickle. Okay. Yeah. So I pour a glass of that shit and I just sit to the bar. Somebody knock on the door. Da-da-da-da. So I go to the door, yo, what's up, man? Your brother told us to come by and grab some of them blunts. And I was like, all right, for sure. How many y'all want? And at that time, he was selling dollar blunts. And like, let me get like 20.
At the dollar store?
No, at our crib. So I'm looking at these two little dudes like, so they getting them blunts together and shit.
I already know who this is.
I said, man, y'all little motherfuckers, what's the... And he just busts out laughing. Yeah, that's us. Teach me how to jerk. I said, what the new boys teach me how to jerk.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Cat Daddy.
They was in the same camp though. They was managed by like the same people.
The rejects.
They was managed by the same people. So the new boys was first. Then the rejects was like that, but they was all managed by the same people. And the manager had them living in the same building. And I was like, man, you know, that's cool, man. Keep doing y'all thing. That's like, for sure, dog. And I ain't heard nothing from them since. But
Teach you how to jerk, and then Cat Daddy. I mean, and Chris Brown's even in a video. I mean, right?
No, they was they had a second. They was doing shows and shit.
Dude,
I was like,
again, another person you might know who's a dancer taught me how to do the fucking Cat Daddy.
Oh, see. Yeah.
So if you put it on right now,
shout out to Chopper. No, Chopper is dancing extraordinary. Dance with the Stars.
I would do it, and you'd laugh your fucking balls off.
But I had the new boys come buy some blunts.
I actually hit them up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I had I think I did a video of me Cat Daddying or some kind of shit. And he wrote back like, nah man, it's rejects, and it, like with a backwards 3, because I had just spelled it reject. So anyways, so they did hit me back.
Same people. New boys, rejects, Cat Daddy dance, or somebody else too. People forget YG, as gangsta as he is right now, YG came out the Tooted and Booted, was with them right before all of that shit.
Oh, you know
Tooted
what?
And booted.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you. Hey, man, in that building, man, it was some people, man. I smoked a lot of weed with a lot of cool people.
Let me be dead honest with you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when aren't I? But this time I'm good.
And I told you, that's the building we were sitting on the balcony smoking.
This, okay, so.
My boy.
Before we start talking again, the last time I talked to you, you were down there.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought it was like a shithole.
Mm-mm.
For some reason, because I was thinking of the area, and I didn't know what the fuck you were up to.
Oh, no, it was at the W Hotel. It was fucking...
Is that
balling out.
What's the club on top?
Dre's, but it closed down though.
Oh, the homeboy Striker used to work there.
Yeah, I remember you told me that. Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah, it was popping. Oh. Entrance from the club straight to the apartments. Oh yeah, it was
holy
popping.
Shit.
Yeah, it was some other. I told you, I got some story. Whenever you want.
Is that when you just had like cash or what? Like
yeah, I told you the music shit was popping. We had the studio in the apartment. We had the songs.
You had a woman at the time or no?
Nah, fuck no. No, indeed.
Who the fuck were you staying with?
Me and my brother.
Oh, did you two?
Oh, and my uncle, Det Roe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he came in a month after we moved in, and he was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, man, get down here. That motherfucker got on a plane, and he came and was like, what the fuck? It was popping, B. It was popping.
Fuck.
Deshaun Jackson was one of my neighbors.
He Son of a bitch. Shut up.
He's a cool motherfucker. He's a good dude. Real good dude.
Deshaun Jackson might go to the Giants, I think.
Especially since they let Victor Cruz go today, which I still believe in Victor Cruz. So if you're in New Orleans, I know he might not want to be down there, but that'd be a good pickup for us. I was thinking about that. Because they could get him for a little bit of money, I believe. You know, just enough to get him happy to play football.
He might want to play for Pete.
I did say he wants to go win. So
yeah.
He got a point to prove. You cut him, you know, you cut like $9 million off the cap. I understand all that, but... Yeah, I remember he's a high profile. He's got his own shoe with Nike. He's not a dude.
Okay, hang on. We switched. Oh, fuck. I don't want to go back to sports right now. So, all right. You're living like this lavish lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of hustling.
All right. Which is good. I mean,
a lot. This was.
Your brother and your uncle.
I'm my uncle. Yeah.
Living together. Okay. Yeah. Was there just like bitches in and out of there?
Oh, my God. What? In and out of there?
You know, dude, did we miss...
You remember Magnolia? It was Magnolia times 10. You remember Magnolia. You remember the pretty exotic women you saw in Magnolia. It was Magnolia time. It was Magnolia with that Hollywood, like, women would come in the apartment and be like, what the fuck is this?
This is what pisses me off.
Go ahead.
For all the shit that we've been through and we're going to go through, we missed each other's primes.
Well, nah, you Magnolia was. I always think Magnolia was the prime. Like, so I'm not gonna say that, but
because you like that trap shit. You like that kind of shit. Like, yeah. You know what? Okay, I'm paying $750 a month. Everything. Yeah. I don't gotta worry about bills and shit like that. You like that?
I do.
And I'm in love with it too.
To be honest,
and I'm just gonna be out all day. Either working on the streets and then come home sleep. Not eating at home. I mean, not doing shit.
Carl's Jr. was our friend. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't miss. You know who. You know what. And what more than anything, you would enjoy the amount of sports figures.
Ugh.
Not even. I mean, entertainment.
This sounds. At the time, I'm probably doing a fucking sports podcast and could have gotten
you up on the entertainment shit. But like that was the year where the All Star Game was in LA, and
Jay-Z, what, the NBA,
the NBA All Star Game, and Jay-Z and Kanye had performed at W. Just like randomly, like fucking in the fucking lobby. Just, it was like, I was like, I can't believe this. Like, this shit is some other shit to me.
How many people were there?
Probably less than 200. Like, they started playing Watch the Throne, and they did Ham I think it was like one of the first times they ever performed Ham. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, Deshaun Jackson, because at the time he was doing his label, Jack Power Records, and he had found out who my uncle was, and he had gave him a CD, and he was like, man, he bought some beats from him and shit. He had an artist. The artist actually, I think he's dead now. Rest in peace to that dude.
Oh, that sucks.
But
he's a short guy, huh?
Man, he is. I was amazed that...
Like Muggsy Bogues short?
No, like my height for a receiver in the NFL. So, you know, I'm not close to 6 feet, somewhere in that area. I might have had this shown on an inch, though. So I think...
He's like 5'10".
10, yeah. Mm-hmm. And real skinny. But like... athletic as fuck, like
yeah.
And I give him credit, like he was doing all this gangster shit. That motherfucker wouldn't miss a workout. Like he'd be in the middle of the parking lot with like running drills, and he'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Who did I tell you to listen to on Rapport?
Steven Jackson.
Oh, okay. Number one, did you listen to it?
Yeah, but I've heard him talk.
It was fucking good, right?
Yeah, he's great.
He says the minute he gets off the plane, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim.
Anywhere he goes. He said that. And like that's how Deshaun was. He would always, I'm going to the club. Club let out 2:30. I'm going to work out. Going to some field or do. I'm like, damn. But that's why.
Even after some alcohol and everything.
Oh man, he's serious.
Smoking. Yeah.
He's serious with his. He's very serious. Oh, he was.
Did you remember? When you listen, did you hear that Steven Jackson story about was it George Carl?
No, it was Don Nelson.
Don Nelson, yeah. And like
I always knew Don Nelson was a gangster.
When they had that final drug test, right. And he came down, he's like, "We can smoke." Don Nelson.
Don Nelson always was. Yeah, I remember that was in the Bay Area. Yeah. We was popping up there before L.A.
Wait, did he play for the Warriors before or after the Pacers? Because he was in like that fucking huge.
He played for.
What do they call that? With the whole when they had the whole fight,
the brawl at the Malice at the Palace.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, he was with the Warriors after that thing.
Okay, well, that'll lead me to the 30 for 30 that was on last night. Since there was there was no football.
Just because you said that, I actually recorded that this morning to watch it at some point.
Well, I'm not going to ruin it for you by telling you this because technically we grew up during it. But there's some interesting shit that I guess I didn't put together at the time,
And I didn't either. And it was on a major fucking network like NBC.
Well,
like,
that's like, the biggest. Anybody out there who doesn't know, if you're fucking.
And one day we're going to dedicate an episode to Hollywood apartment tales. We might have to do two or three episodes.
We can do two or three hours.
We
got to
break it up. And I mean,
one of those weeks
you're going to be entertained.
One of those weeks where I'm like, dude, I had a slow week.
You're going to be entertained like a motherfucker. Like,
why don't we have, can your brother come on next week? I'm changing the day. We'll talk.
But I was with him, and I want to tell you that. I was with him. I was working in Sun Valley this weekend, and he was in...
Sun Valley stinks.
He was in Northridge, and he was like, man, I'm going to come holler at you. So he came over there. We met in the parking lot. I smoked. He had some joints with him. We smoked a joint, talked. And I told him, coming on the show, he down whenever. Because he about to change his work schedule from the week shit to... Yeah, so he'd be able to do it. So after next week...
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. Here's the only issue. Mm-hmm. Is that I'm going to have to put a mic on here. And you're going to have to hold this fucking device.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about
that. I know, but it's a pain in the ass, and you can't move any of the shit.
Oh.
Okay, anyways.
But Hollywood stories coming soon.
Okay, yeah, oh, guys.
It's coming.
Get prepared, because
it's coming.
See?
It's coming.
It's taken about 25 episodes to get you, rolling on this, but I want to hear
you're
going to
be like, this dude is...
Oh, I can't even wait to hear this.
You would enjoy, because you're the type of person that you... Certain people who I didn't truly know, love... They were there, but they didn't have full access because they wanted for different reasons. You're the type of person that wanted to just be like, that was cool. You know what I mean? And I appreciate somebody who appreciates, like, I ain't trying to, that's such and such from such and such. And be like, damn, what can I do? And I used to see motherfuckers do that, and I'd be like, that's the wrong way to approach this shit. Like, you can't do that. You got to just enjoy the vibe. If somebody say, man, I got a job. I like the white dude. He cool. What's up with him? But the people who was like, I would catch him passing out call, you'd just be like, oh, man, you're doing it the wrong way, man.
Well, it was, okay.
What?
Without saying their names.
Which one?
Were there either one of the two from the Magnolia crew?
Hell yeah.
At this time?
The card man, he wasn't there at the time. I hadn't seen him in 2.
He was the fucking worst. But picture God this. Damn it,
I hadn't
guy
seen
sucked.
Him. Let me tell you how cold this shit is. I hadn't seen him in 2 to 3 years. He calls me I will say like the week we moved in. He calls me and says, I'm gonna be out there.
He go back to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I think so. But he was like, I'm gonna be out there for like 2 days and then I'm going to Vegas. He was like, I'm gonna come holler at you. When he came there, he was like, this is where I'm gonna be at right here. Oh, he started trying to get the place there and everything. You know how he do it. But yeah, it turned it. But
you know what though? I will say his old lady.
Yeah,
doing very well. Kids look good too. Right. And she found a very nice guy.
All,
so
that's all that matters. Okay. You know?
Now what about stupid with the long hair and the fucking eye drops?
That's part of this. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh Jesus! You're gonna make me wait on these?
Cause that's part of like
this. Yeah, all right, you know what?
But he wasn't with me. He wasn't. Nah.
We gotta do like a one off, like just Hollywood.
No, you gotta let me get a few episodes. I need at least.
God. Damn.
I'm telling you, it's juice. It's like, damn. Like what you opened up with. I could keep going. We get to an hour. You'd be like, that was great. And I got more for the next one and more for another.
All right, tease it. Give me five celebrity sports figures.
Five celebrity sports figures. Deshaun Jackson. Your boy Marcellus, you see him all the time.
Oh, he is my boy.
Blake Griffin, you see him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going NFL. I just went basketball, football, NFL. I used to see
entertainers. Give me like,
Sherman all the time.
Of course,
Kanye.
There we go. Okay, there you go. So yeah. you just teased it like that. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I wonder if you lived there when Stryker worked there.
Probably so.
Yeah.
It was popping.
Maybe yo, because Luke was popping. Stryker could take people up there.
It was popping.
And Luke said it was fucking.
You couldn't get on that elevator. Yeah. You wasn't popping.
Yo, he went to like the day parties.
It was popping. Listen to what I'm saying. It was
where. Why the fuck would they close it then?
Because it was costing them more money to run this shit. And they make all their money up the one in Vegas. So they was just like,
yeah.
It was one of the things where they always, and the dude told me this because he worked there too. He was like a bartender. He said they always plan a beginning and an end. It was never like one of those things was going to be there as long as the hotel was
I think like Hollywood clubs in general do that, right?
Right. It had a lifespan. It was like the Vegas one will always be there. This one, because at the Vegas one, they bring all these acts. At that time, they wasn't bringing all them like performers and shit.
Right.
They had like a DJ rotation, but it was a regular club. The one in Vegas is like, you know, exclusive. This person performing and this person got residency. It wasn't like that. It was just like, you know.
They had opened up that new one in Vegas, too.
Yeah.
Right next to the Flamingo.
And at that time, they was doing the day, but it wasn't, the day shit wasn't that big.
But then
the nightlife was like the.
Yo, but the day shit got
big. Yeah.
All right, back to the XFL. Holy cow, we went down that road.
Man, Hollywood stories coming soon.
So I won't get 100% into it because I want you to watch it, but I forgot. Like Vince McMahon and what's his dick?
Jesse Ventura was Dick part of it too.
Edinburgh or something. He was like the head of NBC.
Yeah, NBC. Dick. I thought you said it right. It was Dick, something with an E.
Yeah.
Dick.
And so they co-owned it.
Yeah.
So NBC had exclusive rights to it.
I remember that.
They announced it. They had no teams, no players, no coaches, no stadiums.
Dang.
Didn't know that. And they said, we're going to start a year from today, the day after the Super Bowl.
Didn't know that.
So in a year, they had to find 8 teams worth of a 64-man roster, coaches,
and places. Well, I always thought it was something smaller. Like, I don't even remember. I associated with arena football so much.
I mean, when you go back and look at the jerseys and you see the attendance, it was very similar. But they played on a regular. Yeah, it was basically like L.A. had a team that played at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
The L.A. Express or the L.A. Extreme. Wow. The L.A. Extreme is what it was. Like it was Orlando. So basically it was cities that didn't have like an NFL team, but were close enough that they could maybe attract. And Vince McMahon and this Dick Edinburgh, I fucking wish I would have wrote it down. Anyways, they really thought this was going to work.
Oh, yeah. You don't fucking put millions of dollars
I'm saying, like,
on NBC if you don't think some shit going to work.
Like, right? So they got...
But you
got
to remember, NBC was also the home of American Gladiators. And people sleep on... Yeah, the reboots might have been shit, but American Gladiators was one of the biggest things out at good one point. Time.
So their whole... They changed up the rules a little bit. And they changed up the football, which they kept dropping and shit because it was all fucking rubberized.
It was small, yeah. I remember
it was
telling me it came off.
It was black and red, and it had some kind of shit on it.
We played with one of them in the street a few times.
Yeah. But the really interesting about the thing is, it was on before Saturday Night Live. It was like the lead-in to Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
Okay. The problem is, the second game they have is out here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Cameras go down. All right,
okay.
So it's on kind of like a timeout. Then the game goes to double overtime. Saturday Night Live had to start late. One of the first times ever.
Wow.
That Saturday Night Live had to start late because of stupid XFL.
And I'm sure Lorne Michaels didn't fucking like that shit.
No, I guess there was a bit. Yeah. So when you watch it, you'll see that whole thing. I don't know. I totally remember. I remember like they would go into, Lucky Fang gets to go into like the cheerleaders' locker room.
Oh and my shit. God! You know, that shit, I don't remember.
You don't remember all that?
Nah, God.
Because at that time, I had just gotten out of wrestling, but like, yo, wait till you watch this. They got The Rock at every game, being like, "Do you smell what the XFL is cooking?"
Wow.
I'm not even Vince.
It's a lot. It's a lot about that. I don't remember.
Oh my God, dude! It was it was like it was WWE, but. Fucking football.
And, football.
Pads and it was dudes. And this is the one thing when you watch it, you'll see. I keep saying that. The incentives that they did were if you won, you had 100 yards, something, you got more money.
Oh, wow.
So you're paid on how good you play.
Okay.
Now remember, they didn't have a coin toss in the beginning. What they did was they had basically a 40 race, and whatever player got
get to, the fuck.
Wait, do you watch this shit?
None of this shit. He said at a fucking four. It sounded like a fucking circus.
It's the two players.
This shit is and a whoever, circus on whoever fucking got steroids.
Whoever got the ball, their team got the ball. And
somebody pulling hamstrings and shit. Like,
dude, oh, what do you see? Like, you know, out of like six games, I think six players got hurt on that stupid thing.
I believe it.
Then remember, there's no fair catch.
I believe it.
Remember, there's no fair catch. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that rule?
Mm-hmm.
No fair catch. So every kickoff, someone was getting fucking destroyed. Yep. Now, some dudes did come to the NFL from there. Greg Maddux, quarterback from the Steelers.
Okay, I remember Greg Maddux.
Okay. He hate me, Rod Smart.
See, I remember he hate me, but I never remember
turning. He went to the Panthers, I want to say, but I don't know. There's a couple guys that ended up going.
So Greg Maddux is pretty much the biggest name.
Yeah, yeah. And okay, now think about this though too. Your commentator, your number
Jesse Ventura, governor of Minnesota.
At that time, he was the governor and commentating on the XFL.
I always liked Jesse Ventura.
Can you picture a fucking governor right now commentating on anything?
Yes, because my president is commentating on Twitter.
Well, okay.
So yes. It's perfect timing.
Okay.
We need a reboot of XFL. Brandon just convinced the world we need a reboot of XFL. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You're probably right. Do you know that Donald Trump owned a team?
I remember he owned the team that drafted Flutie. That was in what was
USFL.
That? USFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trump a gangster, man. Hey, I told you, man. Trump a gangster. I ain't got fuck Trump.
Man, all our presidents are starting Trump to own fucking teams, dog. Trump like, remember W, man? He owned the fucking Rangers.
Trump a gangster, man. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't fuck with Trump. I mean, he is who he is. I don't care. Yeah, okay. So if you guys out there haven't seen the 30 for 30 ESPN XFL, it's really good.
Everybody agrees though that OJ six-parter was the best shit they've ever
dude,
seen.
Dude, did you see that? That's up for a fucking
every person that ever has seen it. It tells me like that.
There's only one. All right, that's a fucking eight-parter. By the way, I think it's eight parts.
I thought it was six.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. It's 6 to 8 hours long.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. It's okay, but out of their hour-long specials,
okay.
The U was easily the best.
And, that's why they made part two. Yeah, yeah.
The U was that, and then
which one?
Guys, if you don't see these 30 for 30s,
oh, you crazy!
Like you gotta watch.
I got.
I've never seen one bad one.
This
no, name one bad 30
this
for 30.
This chick I was messing with who we didn't even have no longevity or nothing got me the box set of the first season
of the first 30.
Oh my god! And I was like, she know how much I watched them. I was like. Cause I got one in mind. I got one for the streets. I got one for the streets. They'd be like, this black motherfucker, god damn. I got one. I share that with you off air, but I got one for the streets.
Okay.
And I've always been amazed with them. Like, this is the shit you go, this is the one.
You know, I don't know if it's because they have like guest directors.
That's what it is, I think. Cause it's so many
you know what? Do you know what the worst one I saw was? And this is gonna sound dicky, but it's seriously the worst one was the Raiders one that Ice Cube directed. I did not like that one.
I didn't hate that one.
I didn't like that they went to the caricatures and the cartoon portion of it.
Worst one would have been... And that's hard. And I'm going to tell you something. Even the worst one was still good.
It was still good, but...
Because the worst one to me was probably the Nancy Kerrigan one. Because I actually liked her story and I kept up with it forever in the 90s, but I just... No, I'm not. That wasn't the worst one. No, because I like that. Tony Harden was sitting there like, yeah, you know.
That Ice Cube one.
I don't know.
It's up there. It's up there in the worst one. Anyways, but they're all pretty good, so check them out.
Check the motherfucker. And get the box. They have a nice packaging.
Again, I think we have talked about this, but the guy who went to like Oklahoma.
The running back.
And yeah.
That one. Fuck. That was a good one. You don't like that one?
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And like then he stayed at his grandma's house and worked out. Like 10 years later and entered the NFL.
That was a good one.
Did he play for Saints? For a year?
For a year.
All right, good. Yeah, when those are on, man, you got to catch those.
Even the ones you think like, oh, I'm not interested in that. Just record it. And like, then when you ain't doing nothing, go press play, you'd be like, oh, shit. That Catholics versus Convicts one was good too.
Yeah, that was. Actually, that was.
That was.
That was the Big East one, right?
The one with Miami and Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Selling
all
the t-shirts and shit. It was like making $80,000. I was like, what the fuck? And it made so much sense. I was in college selling drugs. Like, yeah,
yep.
You can make that money. You could do that.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, well, yeah, because, like, if I didn't tell you to record the XFL.
No, you didn't. And it's crazy. You had texted me that, and I was like, damn, I actually got that, like, set up to record.
Would you really give a fuck? But
nah, but that's the thing. I record all of them. So I'm just like I got the season recorded.
Yeah.
So whenever they come on.
I like when they do, like, the little shorts, too, because they did one on the 90s Cowboys. That was pretty interesting.
I seen the Spike Lee did a short one. It was, damn, what fucking was it? It was so fucking good. What the fuck? Can't remember, but I'll look it up.
All right, well, if you're talking about Spike Lee, I saw him wear a jersey yesterday, and you know what time it is?
Yeah.
This is the most gangsta shit of the week.
Yo, yo, yo. Y'all know what time it is. Time for the most gangsta shit of the week. This week, like I said, we like to keep it short and simple. This week it goes to my boy Charles. Back the fuck up off me, Onyx style Oakley motherfucker. James Dolan, fuck you. MSG Security, fuck you too. NYPD, fuck you too.
Chino XL,
fuck you too. Phil Jackson trying to come and be the peacemaker, talking about Michael Jordan on the phone and want to talk to you. Fuck you too. Man, Oak is the motherfucking man. Oak put 10 years into the fucking garden. Oak was the reason Patrick Ewing never got exposed for being a soft big man. So my boy Charles Oakley was sitting there. He's been outlawed from the stadium because previously, you know, he had some bad words to say about the Knickerbockers who he played for 10 years. James Dolan has taken exception to that. And he slightly worked his magic to try to keep him out. But Charles said, you know what? Because most former players, if you know the NBA, most former players who like real bleed heart and soul of the franchise, they never had to pay for tickets. They're always welcome to the arenas. But Charles been one of them people where he's been less and less welcome. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? He bought him some good seats. Guess where? Two rows behind the motherfucking owner of the club. Now, I'm not here to speculate about what Charles did or did not say to James Dolan. But some people say Charles had some words flying towards Dolan and his ownership style. So at some point, Dolan, he sent a little text because he a bitch and he couldn't turn around and just say it to. That would have been the best thing. James Dolan would have just turned around and said, Charles, you got some shit to say? Say it, motherfucker. But instead, he sent a little text to security.
Take him up to the owner's box and have a fucking conversation.
He takes a little text to security, and security going, bum rush Charles. And I'm not going to lie, Charles was calm and peaceful for a second, and then Charles started poking motherfuckers and pushing motherfuckers.
That was him as a player. Man, that's how he did. That's how he did it as a player,
dog. If y'all ain't saw it, that's the most gangsta shit of 2017 so far. Please go check it out.
And guess what? They had him in the tombs of Madison Square Garden.
Please go take, handcuffed on the ground. Please go check that shit out. And Phil Jackson had Michael Jordan on the phone. Him and Michael Jordan are real close friends since they playing days. They're like very close. And Charles not one of these drug head ex-NBA players. Charles invested his money. He got car washes and shit in New York. He got all kind of shit. He's not broke.
Him and Michael Jordan. And he cares about the team.
He loves the team to death.
He'd buy the Knicks if he could.
And yesterday, James Dolan had brought Latrell Sprewell, Larry Johnson, and all these. And Latrell hadn't been there in like 10 years. And
He brought
nine former Knick players to the arena to show. And they were all black,
of course. And they all sat next to him.
And they were all black to show. Bernard King. Come on, man.
Dude, and I got to say, with Sprewell. No. All right. The hair is fine. Whatever.
He's still fucking the bitches.
The fucking tattoo on his neck, man. That's got to go. Like, he's got some kind of shit that looks like a growth.
Spree's still fucking the bitches out there. That's all Spree worried about.
I mean, Spree could probably still beat me at basketball, but I'm saying, like, he's got, like, a thing.
All I'm going to tell you is Larry Johnson got a job with the Knicks. Allen Houston got a job with the Knicks. He hating on Oakley. Fucking fuck James Dolan. Welcome Oakley back into the fold, and let's keep this shit popping, you heard me?
They banned him from the garden.
Yeah, no, man, that's some bitch shit. Man, that's some whole shit. They're going to try to act like a man alcoholic and shit. Man, fuck you.
Charles Oakley's the man.
Charles Oakley's the fucking man.
And the most gangster of the year, you're right.
Yeah. So far. I ain't gonna lie to you. Your intro almost took Charles Oakley down. I'm not gonna lie. Homebreakers.com. I had a thought for a second, like, do I reverse and make a U-turn and say, hey, this shit kind of hard. But no, we're gonna stick with Charles.
No, Charles Oakley, man. He's a beast. Fuck, I had
something. But Charles Oakley ain't breaking up no homes, getting no kids abandoned.
He's not doing
nothing
like that. Like, no, Charles, like, and when he played with fucking balls.
Yeah.
And then he beat the shit out of Barkley.
Yeah. And still talk shit about him. Still tell him, Oh, whole
right, right to his face.
Right. And he still rolled with Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan, no, that's a good motherfucker. And that's one thing about Jordan. He always respected the motherfuckers who went hard. So if Charles was a bitch, he wouldn't be hanging out with Jordan, jumping on the private planes and shit. So that go to show you, James Dolan, you the biatch.
Yeah, you're really running. Because I'm live texting you as I'm watching the game.
Right, right.
And I haven't watched a Knicks game all year because...
Right, who does?
Well, okay. But oddly, they have a great team. Porzingis is pretty good.
Oddly, they might have three like fucking Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
We look back on it and be like, what the
fuck? Porzingis is pretty good. D. Rose, which I told him, like, that motherfucker got swole up.
Yeah.
But you said he's been working out because
of all the problems.
Yeah.
He's one person who's committed to coming back every time
he was so thin before.
Right. He's never just like been satisfied with, I'm rich, so I got hurt. Fuck y'all. And he always comes back bigger and better. So
I don't know if you watched the highlights, but Carmelo was like lights out.
Carmelo always like that though. They just a shitty like system.
Yeah. No, I mean they
was better when they had fucking Mike Woodson coaching. Yeah. All this Phil Jackson reinvention shit. And shout out to my boy Magic Johnson back with my motherfucking home team, you heard? So don't be surprised when we start making these moves and y'all start jumping back on our dick.
Here's the
Showtime.
Thing. This is what I heard somebody say last week was that if you look at Phil Jackson, all they talk about is like, oh, how great he is, how many championships.
Yeah.
You're given Michael Jordan and that Bulls team.
Right. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
Okay. Like
Dennis Rodman.
My grandmother could have coached that team.
Hall of Famers.
Okay. Yeah. You're given Kobe and Shaq.
Hall of Famers.
Again, my uncle could have coached that team.
Hall of Famers, yeah.
I'm not putting the guy down for his accomplishments. Hall of Famers. But notice... It hasn't worked with the Knicks.
With some shit that's like, you know.
So maybe he's not that great, that everybody's the Zen master that he is. I don't know.
I just don't think.
I'm not trying to hate on
Phil. The night of the Charles Oakley shit, I looked at SportsCenter and I seen Phil sitting there and he, you know, I know he all into the Zen and the meditation, but I'm like, Phil got a gut. I'm like.
Yeah, but Phil's like 73.
Right, but I'm saying like the yoga masters and shit, they usually in tune with all that shit. Like,
yeah.
I don't think he in tune with everything right now. Like I'm telling you, I saw, like, you know, I drank some liquor. You know, I might have a little gut time to time. I'm a gangster.
Yeah, but now again, he just got, sir, he just broke up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, his shit ain't together. That's what, thank you. Cheers, brother. He just broke
that's
up.
It. That's yeah.
what the Zen master don't break up with bitches. The Zen master is
he's going zenning. Out. He's going out in fucking right. dying pieces.
He's zenning. He the Zen master. When did we hear about Phil breaking up with bitches when he was the Zen master?
Never.
So that's what I'm saying. Like he's not the Zen master right
and
now.
And did Phil ever even have bitches?
He's like a shell of himself right now. He's like something else. He's like not that Phil who
has he ever been married
and sitting on the beach. Well, he got kids, so I think okay. so. But they used to talk about him. Being on the beach and sun rays. Yeah, I don't think that's
him and Stan Van Gundy.
Still Phil with the big stomach and yeah, that ain't the same Phil. But
I think he's putting down a couple of bourbons a night and maybe he's like Al Pacino on any given Sunday. He's just sitting at the bar waiting on the young chick to come through, drop like a G on a hoe.
Like it ain't nothing, you heard
me? Whatever. Wait, there's got to be a reason they're not together anymore.
Hey, I respect you for bringing that point up because that's perfect. That's what I was trying to get to. He was sitting there. I was like, that ain't that same slim. And, you know, I know he always had back problems and because he played in the league, foot problems and shit. But he was always slender and looked peaceful. That motherfucker looked stressed with a big stomach. I was like, what the fuck is Phil
Yo,
doing?
The New York Knicks are just fucked in general, so it doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Anything else in sports? Did you hear that? You saw?
Victor Cruz got cut. We talked about that. Damn, Vic.
XFL,
we talked about that.
I'm going to say, we'll go back and watch.
The Rams went back to Oklahoma City, and they basically called him a fucking pussy and all this other shit.
Yeah, they called him a cupcake?
Cupcake, yeah.
And then, what did he drop, 35 on him?
35, yeah. Suck a dick. You know.
He did.
Who gives a fuck?
Like, yeah.
Keep Andre Robertson, yeah.
I'm telling you, I still think the Spurs got it in him to beat Golden State.
I think that's their toughest competition is Golden State.
I think the Clippers are fucked. Honestly.
I've been thinking the Clippers are fucked. I think they're going to break this shit
when they were trying to get Carmelo.
After this year, they will break this shit all
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you know what? They should get rid of all of them. Fuck it. Like, seriously. Like, DeAndre Jordan is not worth that money. Blake has really never lived up to it. Chris Paul's too old. You know where Chris Paul's going to end up? New York.
I can see that happening.
And, yeah. Fucking start over. Look, I mean, I just would. I don't know. Sorry, Clippers fans. You know, I am one. I like the
Who
Clippers.
Who the fuck is a Clippers fan other than you and Marcellus Wiley?
Rob Bass. Sorry. Yes. Scotty Murphy.
People really out there rooting for the Clippers? They got jerseys and shit?
I got a fucking shirt.
If it ain't a fucking...
Dude, I got a fucking...
Griffin. What's your boy name? Darius Miles. If it ain't Darius Miles jersey, y'all ain't... Or Quentin Richardson.
I got a Baron Davis Clippers jersey.
Okay, I'll give you that one. See what I'm saying?
All right, you feel... You feel me? I just Tupac sipping on the Hennessy.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Shit.
Sorry. He always did that.
Phil Jackson pulling holes at the hotel bar.
I love like how we just assume they just fucking bitches at hotel bar.
When I seen that stomach, I said, man, that's not the Zen master, man. That's
just
the,
getting a,
he's, that's the stress master. He like,
he's getting a steak and some fucking broccoli after the game and like just.
He like, how much? The money's on the counter.
God, doing man. Coke and shit. Like.
I'm telling you, I don't doubt it. I saw that. I was like, what? Phil looks stressed the fuck out.
The fucking Zen
Phil
master.
Phil looks stressed the fuck out, man. I ain't lying.
Did he play with, what's homeboy's?
Play with Willis Reed, motherfucker.
No,
Bill Bradley.
No, Luke Walton's dad.
Bill.
Bill Walton. Didn't they play in the Trailblazers together?
He might have been on that.
And team. I remember those guys used to like to do their mushrooms and smoke weed and shit.
Bill's still smoking that shit.
Yeah.
Bill on some other shit.
Is he like a fucking senator or some shit?
Bill Bradley, but Bill Walton.
Oh, yeah, Bill Bradley is.
Broadcaster.
Bill Bradley's been a fucking senator for fucking 25 years.
Fucking elementary school.
He's like Strom Thurmond.
Since we was in elementary
Strom Thurmond was like 108 years old.
He's the one senator I always knew who was a senator. Bill Bradley's a senator. If anybody ever asked me, know any senators? Bill Bradley. I sure do. That's the one fucking dude.
Because you want to, I'll tell you why. I think when we were in fifth grade, he passed the Bradley bill that made like certain guns illegal.
Yeah, it was something.
Like but they were like street sweeper guns and shit, which I'm not going to argue. I mean,
right.
Kind of makes sense, but.
I don't Let's take these street sweepers off the street, Jeremy.
Brandon's cat daddy. Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to do it after this.
Man, I'm not going to lie though. That opening? You took the panties off the pussy with that one. I was like, what the fuck?
You know what that was? That was like Thug Passion. You know, man, you know what Thug Passion
get
is?
Dick wet in the pussy hole.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
I heard it's going on. Oh, Jesus Christ. Am I going to change the song again?
Man, no. With the song, I'm saying this shit. Fuck that. He playing the song. The song is Delphonics, the one I said. Fuck that.
All right.
I'll never request no song. That's the song. It's all Valentine's
Day. All right, fine.
And Luke going to put it up tomorrow anyway. It's Valentine's Day.
Fine. Got
it. I love you, baby, please.
All right. They're going to hear it in fucking 25 seconds. They're going to hear it now from a bad interpreter. Can you believe those guys still tour?
I love you.
Do you remember Jackie Brown?
Man, shout out to the gangsters, man. Shout out to the people who ain't got no love on Valentine's Day. Just grab your dick and your pussy and play with yourself. Enjoy yourself.
I've had a rough Valentine's Day before. Like, just where, like, I didn't have anybody and I felt like shit.
Enjoy yourself this shit, baby.
Just beat it. Go get yourself a super head honcho.
Go do the Phil Jackson route. Go find somebody and pay for some
pussy. Yeah, go to the motherfucking hotel bar. Yeah, go to the W.
Go to the W. Go to the Ritz.
Maybe Kanye's there.
Go to the Radisson.
Maybe Deshaun Jackson.
If you're in a city where it's a Radisson or Hilton. Hey,
and if you fall in love with this woman... Just go on, like, houserecord.com to make sure that she's not a fucking pain in the ass.
Hey, marry the hoe. Fuck it. Marry the hoe, divorce the hoe, cheat with another hoe. Fuck it. I mean, I done did some wild shit in my day, but homerecord.com, y'all got me.
I don't know if that's the name, because I'm off this shit.
Hey, but I'm going to say this. Girl, you a cold motherfucker. If you out there listening, Adolf Hitler don't want you no more.
Mm-mm.
He done got rid of
you. You know what? If you're out there listening,
oh shit!
I got something for you for this Valentine's Day. I did. Hang on, I wrapped it up. Hang on. Yeah, go fuck your face, bitch.
Pass them by.
Though you're in the city ring,
sure you will see.
You will see
the things I say.